We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Gimel Omad Beis, and we're beginning from two dots. Omar Abaya, Pshitali, one thing I'm sure about, Dr. Abaya, Pshitali, Yodai Shal Adam, Eina Loiker Shisarabim, Veloiker Shisayachid. The hand of a person is not like Shisarabim, like Shisayachid. And the Gemara explains, Kushayam Loidam Yom Yod Oni. You see, his hand's like Shisarabim, from Yod Oni, the loch is the Oni has his hand stretched into the Shisayachid, and the Osher takes it out. It's only Oster Abonon. It's only Oster Abonon, just the Hanacha. It should be Akira and Hanacha because the hand of the Oni maybe has a dinner of Shisarabim because it comes from Shisarabim. No, it's not Shisarabim. So, Kishisarabim lay dam yim yod the Oni. Kishisayach lay dam yim yod the Balabais. It's also not like a Shisayach. That means if the Balabais sticks his hand into the Shisarabim and the Oni takes it out, it's also Shnayim Shasu. Let the Oni be the whole Tar Isser. No, because the hand of Abayis is not called Erishus Yachid. That's klar. Boye Abaya, Yodei Shel Adam, Ma'o Shetasa Karmelis. And it's a voyeur, it's only that maybe he gave it a Dinder Abonon of Karmelis. Which means that if someone will spend it outside, first we'll read it inside, that if someone sticks his hand, let's say the Oni, he sticks his something inside the Erishus Yachid. Now if he puts it down, he'll be over the Raisa. So maybe we made a knas that if he sticks his hand in, and made a knas, now he can't bring it back. He has to hold his hand outstretched the rest of Shabbos. And how do we do that? What was the gedda? We made his hand like into a karmelis now, and a karmelis now go from a darbonim from a karmelis to a shirabim. So he said, don't bring your hand back because you're going from a karmelis to a shirabim. Because they wanted to make a knas on you since someone went ahead and did the first half of Isser, which is Isser darbonim actually. So therefore, we'll make a gzeir on you. Leave your hand where it is, and that's the shaila. Boy, abay, Yosha the Maus Tasa Karmelis. Did they make it into a Karmelis? Mikan Tzu Rabbanu Adurigave. Did they make a Knas to bring it back? Oiloi, or did not make a Knas? Did they make a Knas? And Tosis Garis more Mia Sruhu, not Kansua, but the Rashi's Master is Garis Kansua. And the shaila is, did they make it into a Karmelis or not? And you have to leave your hand outstretched, or you can bring it back in. That was the Gemara of Shaila to buy a Shaila. Toshima, let's try to bring a riot to the Shaila. Hoyse Yodem Leia Paris, his hand, he has a whole handful of apples. Vaitzilachot, he's standing inside his house, he has a handful of apples, he sticks it outside. Then he chaps, oh, it's Shabbos, or he did it on purpose. We'll see, it could be both ways. He did it on purpose, let's say, he stuck his hand outside. Tonicha de Osalach Zero, one bride says you cannot bring your hand back. You're stuck, you have to stay in the rest of Shabbos with your hand outstretched. It's not easy, depends what time it is. But you have to leave your hands outstretched the rest of Shabbos. With Tani Idoch, Mutlach Zir, all the Brahis says you have to give a letter, bring it back. So what's the machloik? It's my lava, how come up to you? The Marasova Karmelis Damya. One man the Yama holds, one Brahis holds that it's like a Karmelis. A Marasova Lav Karmelis Damya, it's not like a Karmelis. Your hand's not like a Karmelis. So we maybe have a machloikis, if it's Karmelis or not, it's machloikis Tanoim and a Brahis. So Gemara is going to go ahead now and give five different terutzim, the Pshat and the Steer in the Brahis. One bride says you're not allowed to bring it back. One bride says you could bring it back. So first starts goes like this: Loi, the kuliyama karmelis damia. Maybe kuliyama, they were geyser and made your hand like karmelis. So it's like karmelis. Hey, let's bring it back, and I'll bring back something from karmelis. Loi kasha kalamata masora kalamayla masora. One case is that you put it, you stuck your hand out lamata mayud, which is called rishus rabim. The halacha is every domain, every rishus, until 10 tefachim has the din of that rishus. So Rosh Hashanah Rabbim told 10th Vachem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I stuck my hand out, I stuck it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we made a gzeir, we made a knas, and we made it, your hand, that column, and said you can't bring it back. But l'mayla meyod, what?
Your hand comes to Rosh Hashanah.
No, don't become a karmelis, but you simply stuck it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we made a knas. We made a knas. Masha Enkein, if you stuck your hand above the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there, they weren't kindness because no isser. There's no isser. And basically it sounds like that if I stick my hand, I make a kira and stick something into shirabim, even without the hanacha, it's already a isser d'rabbanan. That's isser d'rabbanan. But if I stick my hand to makom p'tur, there's no isser d'rabbanan even. There's no isser d'rabbanan, therefore they did not make a knas. So the one price that says you're allowed to bring your hand back, l'mayla ma'asara. Because the kuliyama made a knas, he made it like karmelis. Just the shaila is where you stuck your hand. If you stuck your hand, l'mayla ma'asara, you didn't do anything wrong, so you're allowed to bring it back. L'mata ma'asara, you can't bring it back. So it come out, the fetus shita, the kuliyama, it's like karmelis. And the kuliyama they made a knas that they can't bring it back. Besides, for lamayla masar, we didn't do it isser.
What's lamayla masar? It's a
karmelis? No, it's a makom p'tur. Lamayla masar is a makom p'tur. So, yeah, I'm saying Tosis really even asked that. Then if that's the case, it's pashut. It's pashut that we didn't do it wrong. You like do a chatila. That's what Tosis asks. Even put the chatzilah, the Torah says the teretz. That he may start off with Maila, Matvi, now it's the Maila Miyot. Tosis talks about your kasha a little bit, but it's Pasha, it's Mutter, the Maila Miyot. Pasha Mutter, Lachatchila. So, first Gemara's teretz is that the Kuliyam is Kamlis, and the Shal is a Matta Masar, the Maila Masar. Teretz number two, Rabbi Zema, Idi Lamata Masar. So, Kuliyam, he did an Isser, he stuck his hand, Lamata Masar. Belav Kamlis Domya. And they didn't together, if Takana was, they didn't make it like a Kamlis. And we'll see why in a second we have to say that. Lav kamas damya. Loi kasha, kam boid yoim, kam mishcha shecha. Me boid yoim, he stuck his hand boid yoim, like katsura bonas, no knas. Again, because he didn't do anything wrong. Mishcha shecha katsura bonam. But when it's, if he stuck his hand afterwards, Rei Shabbos, then they made a knas. So Rashi speaks out, why do you have to say it's not like kamalis? Because if the halacha was that it was like a kamalis, so then, it wouldn't, even by Yoim, they would say, you're not allowed to bring it back. If the gather is that they make your hand like a karmelis when you stick a lamata mayud, that was the gather always, that if you stick your hand lamata mayud, they made it into a karmelis. Here it's both cases lamata mayud. So even by Yoim, it would be awesome. So Fidus Gemara's Teretz is that the gather is Pashta Knas. It's a Pashta Knas, and it's not a karmelis. That's what Teshuvah before said, the Shmigaris Asura. Okay, here now I'm saying the Pashta Knas. So the Knas is only if it did something wrong. Before Bala Maila Mayud, we could say that we're going that it's a Kuliyama Karmelis, because a Maila Mayud doesn't pass a Karmelis, it's a Makam Tur. But here we're saying, anytime Lamata Mayud is really a Karmelis, then it would be a problem. Then Baydeon be also. We're saying a Kuliyama is not a Karmelis. And the Shah is like this: if you put it out before Shabbos, you didn't do anything wrong, so you're allowed to bring it back. But if you put it out after Shabbos, then a special Knas, you have to hold your hand out. Not because of karmas, because of knas. You started doing Isser, they made a knas, you have to keep your hand out, stretch the rest of Shabbos. So that's over here, the second teretz over here, that the kuliyama, it's a matam asara, and it's not a karmelis, and the shayla is, boid yoyim, mishach ha-sheikha. That was the difference. And boid yoyim is not a problem. Mishach ha-sheikha, and you can bring it back. Mishach ha-sheikha, he did an Isser, so then we don't let you bring it back. So, I'm going to speak out of Gemara's Kasha. Put it next to Gemara's Kasha, I'll speak something out. It comes out like this, that if you let him leave his hand outstretched now, after he did it, Meshach HaShecha, it's possible for him to come to Issa Deraisa. If he puts it down, he gets it and says, I'm too tired, I'm putting it down. I have had it. He made a Kira on Shabbos and a Nocha on Shabbos. Mashenken, if it brings it back in, not. Right. But, so, exactly. And even though it's possible to be Deraisa, if he leaves it outstretched, the Rabbanan said, you have to leave it outstretched. That means Rabbanon were maimed divrayim, but mokim even a deraisa. They made a takana even though it might cause you to do a deraisa. But by yoyim, therefore, make you leave it out, it wouldn't be so gefarlich. Because there, even if you drop it, it'll only be the Rabbanon. So we see, we're not worried about causing the guy to do the deraisa, making the Rabbanon. So Gemara's Kashna, Gemara's Kashna asked that now we said that Meshach HaSheikha, you have to leave your hand out, but if you did it before Shabbos, you don't have to leave your hand out. Let's say the opposite. You shouldn't make a knas. It should be the opposite because they come to the chatos. So Gemara's kashas have a different territory. Actually, they say a different territory. This is how Moir say the opposite. That we've to get on boy yoim, you should make a knas for him. What will be a knas? That's Rosh asked the kasha. What will be a knas? So make a knas is, after you do it on Shabbos. If you think you can stick it out, you'll do it on Shabbos. But we have a knas, otu Meshach HaSheikha. But you should ask the hands like that. Boy, do you have a knas? Meshach HaSheikha, you don't have a knas because you're worried about the Raisa. That's Rosh's answer. And Elamai not saying that, then we should be posted a different shayla. When we like a machine in Hach, this is going to answer that. Tiv shoyt Rabbi Abaye. We should answer Rabbi Abaye's shayla. The boy Rabbi Abaye hidbik pas batanur. In those days, the way they baked bread is by putting a piece of pas on the side of a burning hot oven. So let's say someone did that, and then he chaps, or someone else chaps. We'll see a little more later on about that. Let's say he chaps. Oh, yeah, it's about the rice, the bishul. So I want to take it off. The way he took it off, he had a special tool. It's called radia. Radia is a pass. Radia is a pass only also the rabbanon. To take like a special spatula and take off the pass off the wall of a tanner. You couldn't do it by hand. You bring your hand. He had a special spatula to do it. It was a chachma. So this chachma is only also the rabbanon. Either it's of the chayil or a different reason. Either reason why it's also two reasons. Either of the chayil, different reason why it's also. I think the other is a major come to do bishul. But Because the Rediyas HaPas only asked the Rabbana. So Shaila is, should I do the Isra Rabbana of Rediyas HaPas, like Lahedya, to save myself a Raisa, or, you know, Fafalan, doing the Raisa? That was the Shaila. Hidbik Pas Matana. What?
Why can't you leave it there until it burns?
The time it burns, you get cooked, you get baked.
Yeah,
so it's still like a bishul. It's still like a bishul when it's cooked. Lachar, yeah. Even if you burn it afterwards, it makes a difference. But by hidbig pas matanam etiru loy ledoy, so koydim shi yavidei chiv chatas eloy etiru. So tivshay should be gerai from these amarayim, the loy etiru. The loy etiru, tivshay loy etiru, because you see, here also, we're maimid the rabbanon of bringing something back, but mokim might come to Issa deraisa. Might come to Issa deraisa. Right, so that Tosfos Shalom asked the Kasha. What he's asking is like this: that by Hidbik Batanur, so there, maybe there we would let him take it out. Because there it's Vada going to come to Issa Bishul. Masha Inke in there, so if everyone has a Gemara, that on the side of the Tosfos Shalom asked his Kasha. And he asked that Heche Tifshoit Hodorav Bibi Vada is Osdir Chatas. Yeshleim the Hachanam Vada, the Efshaloi Nitvash Vada Kol Yoim. The first Teretz of Tosfos Shalom is that it's a vade also. It's impossible to hold your hand out for 5 hours. Impossible. It's impossible, as he says, you're still going to drop. That's what he says. It is a vade. That's the one's tying up. So again, the Amorayim said that Meshech HaSheicha, if you stuck your hand after Shabbos, because you did something wrong, you have to hold it out there the whole time. Why can't you bring it back? That is the Raisa? No. If you put it down, it's the Raisa. So how could I do that? Telling the Rabbanon, saying, stick your hand out, which is only the Rabbanon, and you might come to the Raisa. How can you do that? Teretz says, yeah, you start it, you get to the Raisa. So it's a riot to hear also. You started, you put something in the Tanner. Even though you could save yourself with the Rabbanon, we don't let you. So let's be patient, the Shaila Rabibi. And that's the Cheskel who's asking, that there it's a Vada. That's the Teretz Shalom's asking, that there it's both a Vada. He says it's both a Vada. You know, that's what he's saying, that's a fact. He's saying it's both a Vada. Oh, so Gemara says, Holy Kasha, Tiv Shait, Echrami, Lefidis Varayim, you be patient, the Shaila. The boy is saying is you know the terrace to the steer, the two brises that says if you had allowed to bring your hand back. The boy is saying is go back to the terrace to the steer, the two brises. So remember, we have so far a few truths. We have either the shaila is the mailam asar matmasara or meshech hashechem by yoim, and that we said we had a cash. It's a maybe a ride something now not a terrace. The boy is saying loyal my tifshoit, loyal some that girls loyal my tifshoit. Because the Vada still arrived from the Marayim before, but the Olam of Tifshay, that we're going to say a terrorist that has no Shaykhs to Rabibi. But like Kasha. Kam B'shoy, Kam Amazed. B'shoy Gig, if someone sticks his hand out into other Rishos, B'shoy Gig, like Kansur Rabbana, that's the case we allow to bring it back. But Mazed Kansur Rabbana, by Mazed Kansur Rabbana. And here, Rashi explains that if you this Shita, you could say it's not a Raya. Both ways are not a Raya to Rabibi. He says, for example, B'shoigig, that we said, that Lekon Su Rabbanon, don't bring a Raya, they let her bring something back, because there's no Ister Rabbanon even to bring it back, because they didn't do anything wrong. And he says, B'mezid, also, don't bring a Raya that, you see, B'mezid, you made a Knas, because there he says, not Tayyaz Shana Mikataina, that he says there, that's not for sure, M'chayev Mises Bezdin, you know, not for sure, M'chayev. It's not for sure that you're going to... It's in your control to control the Chiv Mrs. Bezdin. That's the way the Maram learns Rashi. So also won't be a Raya that way. So the third Torah stands as two Braisa. One's Shoigig, one's Mezid. By Shoigig, you'll bring it back. Mezid, I'll bring it back. But by Yisema, either be the Shoigig, both Shoigig. So what's the Shaila? Why can't I bring it back? V'halcha, but Kansu Shoigig got the Mezid is the Machlekes. Ma'asav, like Kansu Shoigig got the Mezid. You didn't make a Gzera. Shoigig got the Mezid. And one said he did make a Gzera. Ma'asav, like Kansu Shoigig got the Mezid. Ma'asav, like Kansu Shoigig got the Mezid. So that's the fourth Teretz. That we're talking about was both B'Shoigig. And Shaila even a Knas, Mezid, or Shoigig got the Mezid or not. The fifth Teretz. But Yisema, Lo'ilam, Lo'i Kansu. We never made a Knas. One's talking about Tumar B'Shoigig, and therefore no problem bringing it back. But Shaila is, could I bring it back to a different Chotzer? Could the Bayim in a Rava Mirav Nachman, Hoysi Yodim Leia Paris, your hand was full of Paris, but see the Chotzer brought it outside. Ma'o Lachzir L'Oysa Chotzer, talking about B'Shoigig, let's say. Omle Mutter, L'Chotzer Acheres Mahu, to put it to a different Chotzer, means right next to you, you have your friends, Shoshi Yachar, also Shoshi Yachar. Amalei Aser, or Maishna, what's the difference? So he told him, Nechitecha Lakur de Milcha, When, you know, I made a joke, say, when you measure me some salt, I'll tell you pshat. And the pshat is like this, Hosom lo yafid is a vida machshavta, hocha is a vida machshavta. We're worried that if you allow him to take something back from outside the shirab into a different chotzer, he had the sky machshavta a little bit. He got it out of his own rishus. And since he got it out of his own rishus, he'll think, now, next time I'll throw it into the shirab. He'll make a mistake and think, maybe I can bring it.
Impossible.
What?
How's it possible that he's sticking his hand out?
He's standing right next to the friend's field. And he brings it in. Instead of bringing it in, he brings it here. He brings it into there. And he puts it there. And that's a shy, like I do that. So that we put on two brises. One brise says, also lachzira means lachatza acheris. And the mut lachzira means to this chatza. So we have five terutzim. Either lamayla lamata masara, meboy doy meshecha sheicha, or if it was Shoyga Mezid, Kanta Shoyga the Mezid, or Oysa Chatzar and Chatzar Cheres, and all the Trutzim, and then tomorrow's blot, Metz Shem will go back to Raviba by Shiloh, putting a pas batana, if it's mutter to take it out or not.